Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Our interview today is sponsored by a hidden gem in Starkville, Mississippi, Alora Modern Wellness. Founded by healthcare veterans Rich and Lisa Lopez, Alora offers cutting-edge therapies like whole-body cryotherapy, infrared saunas, LED light treatments, and assisted stretching, all designed to relieve pain, reduce stress, and boost recovery. Whether you're an athlete, a busy professional, or simply seeking balance, Alora provides personalized care in a serene setting. Located at 821 C Highway 12 across from Kroger, it's your local destination for modern wellness. Discover more at aloramodernwellness.com. Back here at the Knott Fall Camp Tour, Super Talk Mississippi, Sports Talk Mississippi, back to the Farm Bureau guest line. Talk with Coach Brian O'Connor, Mississippi State baseball, and Coach, when your season wrapped up, I don't think I've ever had more people ask me, how would you grade a season than I did after your first year? So you've got a little bit of a professorial note to you. Why don't you help me out with that? What would you have graded year one of Brian O'Connor at Mississippi State?
Well, I think that it went extremely well. Certainly there were some ups and downs throughout the year, but disappointed that it didn't finish it up in Omaha, because that's the goal, because that's the only opportunity you have a chance to compete for a national championship if you get there. But, just really proud of the development of our team. Certainly I look at, every team goes through ups and downs throughout the year, and how do you recover from those? And I'm just really proud of some of the down moments that we had, that our players were able to respond and put us right back in the mix. And, I know a lot was to be made when I was hired about bringing postseason baseball back to Duty Noble Field. And the fact that we were able to accomplish that and host a regional for the first time in this stadium in 5 years, I know was a big accomplishment for the players, certainly, but also something that, the fans have been waiting for, and to be able to play at Duty Noble and NCAA regional and win that regional and then move on to the super regional. And we all know the dogfight that was, and unfortunately came out on the wrong end of it.
Is there a moment for you in that season that you go back to more than others? What's the one that stands out the most for you in particular?
Oh, I don't know that there's ever one, because there's really so many of them, because of the tide that you ride throughout the year, that, you got the ups of when you go to Ole Miss and sweep them on the road, but then you get taken right back down to reality shortly after that. And it's just managing the ups and downs that go throughout the season. I was proud of our guys in non-league play. I thought that we did a tremendous job all year long. And ultimately, Brian, that's why we were selected as a host site for the NCAA regional, is that we did finish good enough in the league to host, but it's what our body of work was throughout the season. And so the fact that, in all those non-conference games, listen, I know we didn't beat Southern Miss down there and we didn't beat UCLA, but the fact that in all the other non-league games that we did what it takes to put ourselves in a position to host a regional. Had we not taken care of that business outside of the league, we wouldn't have been a host site, right? And so, just really proud of the responses that we had. Obviously had two really difficult weekends here at the stadium against Tennessee and Georgia, we didn't play our best baseball, but the sweep of LSU at home was certainly a big one that kind of catapulted us there towards the end of the year.
So let's talk about your portal class, another outstanding group of young men coming to play for you next season. You bring back your entire weekend rotation from last year. You bring back Tomas Valinkas, Ryan McPherson, and Duke Stone. I assume when pitchers get into the portal these days, a lot of them are looking for opportunities to start. What's the recruiting pitch to the guys you were able to bring in to come to Mississippi State when they know that those three guys are here and are going to have as good an opportunity as anybody to be the starters yet again?
Yeah, sure. There's no way around that, right? They know, they all have agent representation and things like that. And, they want to develop and have opportunity. But, It's the part of the foundation of our program is that the players, they're not given anything and they have to earn everything they get. So, the three pitchers that you mentioned, they've got to go out and get better. They all have areas that they have to improve on, and it's open competition in that there, are guys that come into this program, whether it be freshmen or transfers, and they earn the right to be weekend starters. Well, then they'll get that opportunity. And so, that's all a young man can ask for is an opportunity to compete, and they will have that opportunity. And I look forward to the competition that we're going to have in the fall and the preseason from the pitching standpoint, because it's going to be intense, right? And certainly there's a lot of opportunity to open in our bullpen, but everybody wants to start, right? And so, I think throughout the fall and the preseason, deciding ultimately who those starters are, and that changes throughout the season as well. But to really, zero in on who are going to be those top guys that you can really count on out of the bullpen.
So when you look at the hitters you brought in, it's just a lot of power. You got, I think, four or five guys who you're coming in who hit double-digit home runs at their previous stop. Is that a situation where you went into the portal saying, we need power in this lineup, we gotta have home run hitters, or is that just the way that it played out and those were the best guys for the opportunity?
Well, certainly you want to listen, you got to hit some home runs in this league. There's no doubt about it. And that was a big part of why we had a really great ball club last year was, we set the home run record for Mississippi State in a single season. And that's great. And everybody loves the home run, Brian, but it's about winning the games. And so, yeah, sure. You look for guys that have the ability or shown the ability to hit the ball out of the ballpark. But it's also you want players that are complete hitters that can do more than just that. So you look at strikeout rates and different things, execution rates and whatnot, to try to put together, the best team and the best lineup you can. And it just so happens to be the case that, yeah, some of those players that we recruited in the portal did hit quite a few home runs. Now, we all know that there's an adjustment to this level of baseball and the pitching in the SEC, and it's our job over the next 6 or 7 months to fast forward that development to get them ready to hit the best pitchers in the country.
How much do you take away from what happens in the summer and in the Cape Cod leagues? I feel like there are some people who say, whatever happens up there, it doesn't normally translate to the season. There are some people who will tell you the opposite. They say, oh, if he has a great summer, he's poised to have a great spring. What about you? What are your thoughts on the Cape Cod League and how your players perform there?
Well, everybody's going to have an opinion, Brian, for sure.
Unfortunately, yeah, that's why I have a job.
We know that, right?
Yeah.
On how much it matters. Listen, I've had it both ways. I've had guys go up there and, be the Cape Cod pitcher of the summer, right? And then come to college and be, pretty average, right? Or on a position player side, I've had guys up there that have hit 200 in the Cape, and they come to college and they tear it up, right? And so I don't think you can put too much stock in it, what you like to see guys do is handle adversity and keep fighting and fighting back and finding a way. So listen, we'd all prefer them to perform great. That makes you feel better, right, about what you're getting. But the reality is, it's about what they do here.
Just a couple minutes left with you, Coach. We have to talk about Jacob Parker. Obviously, monster first season as a freshman here at Mississippi State. What do you want him to improve on this offseason? Don't say everything. Don't say everything. What is something that you see in his game and you're like, need to get better there?
Yeah, I think it's just consistency, right? I mean, he was really good in the back part of the year for us, but you'd like to see Jacob Parker, cut down on his strikeout rate, right? I mean, you can still hit home runs and drive a lot of runs in and cut down your strikeouts. If you're going to be a big RBI guy, you need to cut down on your strikeouts, and that's not changing a swing or anything like that. Typically, that happens with, more opportunity and growth and maturity. So I would say that would be the big thing. And I'm gonna my My plan is to this fall is to play him every day in center field and see what he looks like in center field for us. And that's something that I think that he has a chance to do. And so we're going to take a look at that all fall and see where his development is out there as well.
Last question, and we only got about a minute left. I'm going to put the pressure on you. If I tell you that my preseason prediction for Mississippi State is I think they can win the national championship, you're not going to talk me out of that, are you?
No, I never talked. Yeah, that like everybody, you're entitled to your opinion, Brian.
I'll take that as as what it is. Coach Brian O'Connor, always a pleasure to talk to you, my friend, and talk to you again soon when fall ball gets started up. Thanks so much.
Okay, thanks, Brian.
We'll be back here at the Landing live here on the Not Fall Camp Tour in just a minute on Sports Talk Mississippi.
A Super Talk Mississippi media production.